I'm Sheriff Quadri.
I don't feel like being anybody today. If I had my way, I'd leave you to do. The whole place is full of crime. You know, the whole news and everything is just full of crime.
Yeah.
Banks, MDs have been removed. The minister's own Akunloye, everywhere is just crime. Don't we do any other thing but steal?
That's a very valid question, though.
Don't we do any other thing in this country? Steal and commit crime.
Lawless.
At all levels. There's a story there now. Soldiers who retired 44 years ago. Can you imagine their age now? They are now protesting at that age.
At that age. 44 years ago. Add that to their age.
Add that to their age.
At that time.
If they retired at, say, 40. Anyway, because you are here, I pity you. Good morning, everybody. My name is Judas.
Thank you for pitying me.
I pity you. Wild walker now. You still got, or maybe you quickly get Kofi Butters. but it's actually frustrating, you know, when I saw the papers this morning and I just said to myself, don't we do any other thing but commit crime? Anyway, let's go.
That's right. You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch online. Let's begin. Let's have the punch first. Page 2 of the punch. Edu, EFCC quizzes top ministry officials. ICPC recovers 50 billion naira.
Sheriff, this thing has gone beyond what we all thought. I mean, hey, it's gone beyond, and not just that. You have both the EFCC and ICPC working on different cases on the same set of people. And I begin to wonder, what's the difference between them anyway? But that's a debate for another day. Investigations into the sleaze in the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs and Poverty Alleviation deepened on Wednesday with the EFCC quizzing several top civil servants linked to the scandals. This was as Punch learned that the ICPC and other related recovered 50 billion from the humanitarian affairs. So this is a double barrel investigation. The EJU, the EFCC doesn't have you.
The ICPC will.
Punch gathered that funds which was meant for vulnerable citizens during the tenure of Minister Sadia Umar Farouk was blocked during attempts to transfer it into private bank accounts and recovered by the ICPC under its former chairman, Owasanoye. An impeccable government source told our correspondent that the 50 billion was subsequently handed over to this current government. Confirming the development, the source said the funds were recovered when Buhari and Umar Farouk were leaving office and President Tinubu was yet to appoint a new humanitarian affairs minister. President Tinubu, upon the appointment of the now suspended Beta Edu, ordered the Accountant General of the Federation to refund the money to the ministry. So the money had hardly landed. Anyway, so there's not much new. Excuse me. Civil servants are going to be quizzed. They were quizzed actually by EFCC, and many senior civil servants in the ministry. Excuse me. Sorry, I have a small cold. Have cases to answer. Okay, so the investigators also held sessions with the suspended minister, with Beta Edu and ex-Premier Sadia and Halima Shehu, the suspended national. It's just a whole area of sleaze and all kinds of corrupt practices. Well, I mean, if you feel interested in getting to the nitty-gritty, the Punch has a full one-page story there, but there's nothing new to me. It's probably even less than what is actually going on.
Right. Let's move on to... let's go pick up the Vanguard. Let's drop the Punch for a bit. CBN sacks boards, management of Union, Keystone, Polaris banks.
This is another one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the CBN has sacked these three banks, Union Bank, members of Union Bank, Keystone, and Polaris Bank. and they accuse them of banks and other financial institutions. Accuse them of banks and other financial institutions acts infraction. This was motivated by the current investigator appointed by the president, special investigator appointed by the president. Mm. And it says that according to a statement by the CBN, Mrs. Hakama Sidi Ali is the head of communications. She said this action became necessary due to the non-compliance of these banks and their respective boards with the provisions of Section 12C FGH of Banks and Other Financial Acts 2020. The bank's infractions vary from regularly non-compliance, corporate governance failure, disregarding the conditions under which their licenses were granted, and involvement in activities that pose a threat to financial stability, among others. All this that is nicely wrapped up in a very nice wrapping paper means that corrupt practices have been going on, which do not come as a surprise. I just wish one day we'd have a government that would decide to probe all the banks. Because, you see, banking, essentially, is other people's money.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
It's other people's money. If you don't know what it's like, go and ask, what's the name of the footballer? Who, Okocha, who, it was Obasanjo that saved him.
Mm-hmm.
Or who, somebody else, in the good old Savannah Bank. So they are assuring us of public of safety and security of depositors' funds. I'd feel much better if you could go through all the banks with a fine-tooth comb. Because the level of corruption that we perceive is going on in the banks is unimaginable. And it is easily seen even just by their lifestyle. You know, there's no disregard for any optics or whatever. If you're an MD of a bank in the Western world, I doubt, for example, if you'd be buying the Rolls Royce, other people's money. It's other people's money. We keep thinking, no, the bank is going to... It's other people's money. It's not their money. But what do we have here? Our bank MDs, retired and present, most of them are some of the richest guys around in town. You understand what I'm saying? With some of the wealth that they seem to exhibit and so on and so forth, and things that are attributed to them, most of them are not qualified to be. They might have all the degrees in the world, but they don't have the mindset. Let me repeat to you again. Any money in the bank is other people's money. Other people's money. And you cannot be holding my money and spending frivolously. You understand? Mm. Living so large. Mm.
Mm.
But we don't seem to, you know. In fact, in Nigeria, it's the opposite. They have money. You know, it's good to go and bank with them. Excuse me. The CBN needs to come up with ethics, very tight ethics, for both chairmen, MDs, and directors of banks. I saw a director of a bank. Of course, I won't name. The guy came in a Range Rover. That car must be close to 200 million. We both met at the reception of a hospital. So even these people get this sick. It's okay. So two of us, two gave four. But I kept wondering to myself, this man is the director of the bank. He's so lavish. How come some of us don't think that the money these people are spending is people's money? That is the most important thing about banking. It's people's money. And so we need to pay attention to what's going on there. Okay, so the case of the most of these banks also, there's various questions are being asked as to how they got established. How they got established and so on and so forth. And then also, the enfant terrible, his name keeps cropping up.
Yes, I was going to add to it.
Who do you think is the enfant terrible?
So I'm thinking that all of these people would have one form of tie or the other to Godwin Emefiele, because of his ongoing issues with the federal government and the investigation of the special investigator.
We are not ready for good corporate governance.
Yeah.
This, what are people trying? Don't forget, it's not under Emefiele alone. No. I think under SLS too.
SLS too.
Yes. Because we are a loose country. We don't ask questions. You can't try this kind of thing. Hey, you can't try it. MD of a bank, go and drive a Rolls Royce into the parking lot. Where would you say you got the money?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
The banking sector really needs to be supervised even more closely, because we've heard so many things, apart from even the directors.
Yeah.
The, what do they call these people that, the account officers, drama and call. That one is another level entirely, where we've heard stories about how account officers deliberately just lay siege on their customers' account. Once they see that the account is dormant and it has plenty money, then you see some shady things moving, you know, within that account. A very, the closest example is that of a lady who worked in Italy for a very long time, saved millions and millions of naira in her account, only for her to come back, mm-hmm. you know, to want to have access to her money, and then poof, the money is nowhere to be found.
Okay, so who is going to do it? No, tell me which agency will do this job, or which government for that matter. No, tell me now. Tell me which of the agencies do you think will do this job?
It's quite
to be headed by who?
I feel that we can do it. I feel that there are people. I don't know if it's the NFIU that is responsible for all of these things, but I know that we have agencies that can.
No, I'm not saying. I know we have the agencies. I'm talking about the personnel.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The criminal mind we all have. If you will permit me 1 minute to read this mail that I got this morning.
Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry, I just have this cold. I won't go. Now, the mail is sent to me by one gentleman called Edward Donald. That's for you to know the kind of country we live in. And he says, the government of the United States of America, led by President Joe Biden, this is supposed to be an official letter, some in small letter, capital letter, administration is compensating the citizens of the United States, and your name appear as a beneficiary among the 5 lucky, it moves to another paragraph, people represented to be compensated by government. And that was another paragraph. Instructed by President Joe Biden to contact you and inform you about the, another paragraph again. The delivery of your funds that will took place today to your home, another paragraph address, and your total funds worth $10.2 million dollars USD. You are required to reconfirm. No, command, no, this is reconfirm. Excuse me. Your full information where you want your funds. Another paragraph to be delivered to you successful and safety without any further delay or complain. Needed information. You know, we the criminal minds. They've gone down to elected embassy culturally. He doesn't say nothing. Well, for all his words, I know a lot of you would probably be thinking that you can make all the noise that you like. Nigeria will always be the same. But something's going to happen one day. I just believe that.
Something has to happen.
Something has to happen. You see, the brazen manner in which corruption takes place is unimaginable. Because everybody knows there's nothing within the system to this minister that we are tossing up and down now, just keep your eyes on the ball. And our friend just fall our hand. Moody, he fall our hand. Star minister.
Sinjojo.
Will fall my hand. Fall my hand.
Let's quickly move on. Let's go take this story here on page 7 of the Vanguard. Retired Civil War soldiers protest on paid 44 years pension. In Oyo.
What a cruel country. What a cruel country. 44 years pension in Oyo. And these retired Civil War soldiers, they vowed to block all federal roads in the southwest. It says hundreds of Nigerian retired soldiers who defended the country, during the 66 Civil War over unpaid pensions, yesterday took to the streets over unpaid pensions since they retired 44 years ago. I won't waste your time. At 9 o'clock, old soldier and his colleagues will be here. And we will look into... You remember the those who are waiting for me to weep? the Saturday that they came, and I had to keep hiding my I didn't have sunglasses, so I kept looking down. When I heard the story of these old soldiers, look at this papa in uniform. Look at
Yes, look at them. Look at them.
A man who is owed 44 years pension will most likely almost be getting close to his 90s. That is one. If our present day soldiers see this, how does it encourage them? How do I feel that, okay, even if I couldn't serve my country as a soldier, I'm encouraging any of my children who say they want to be soldiers, I would feel encouraged to let them go. But you don't owe the generals. You see this kind of country that we have? You don't owe the generals. Most of these are other ranks. And look, it's a shame. Look at, in case you can pick it on the video, it's a, these people are in their 80s. And this has been going on since God knows when. Buhari himself was a retired soldier, couldn't get anything done about it. They'll be here at 9 o'clock and they'll tell you their story. You know, they'll be here at 9 o'clock, they'll tell you their story. It's so shameful. It's one of the reasons why you always have crime. It's one of the reasons why civil servants are in a hurry to acquire all acquirable before they retire, because they know there's no pension coming.
Let's go to page 8 of the Vanguard. Third Mainland Bridge gridlock paralyzes parts of Lagos.
These things are avoidable, for God's sake. We just share planning. These things are avoidable. I remember in the day, Lagos government don't like to hear that, in the days of Fashola, one side of the bridge will be worked on, the other side will be made free. You alternate.
That's exactly what they've done this time as well.
Yeah, but they didn't get it right. You alternate. And now it has spread over to Western Avenue. It has spread all to the Sulere part. The whole state again is back in chaos. These things you do, they are laudable in the sense that God is giving our own situation. They're even doing something which could have been avoided if you had a regular maintenance culture. Back in the days, in the 60s, they called them something gang. And they go around, they had this big trolley with tar. So once you see a pothole, you fix it immediately. And I think Jakonde too did a bit of that. But until it becomes completely, almost moribund before you now start trying to get things done. And now the whole place is in chaos. Well, we just have to, we'll tell our people to bear it. You voted, until you're ready to vote, the kind of government that would have the mental capacity to get simple things like this done. It's up to you. Come 2 more years or 3 more years, continue to vote either because they are from the hometown or because they brought a bag of rice and whatever. But look at this one.
Yeah, let's take the next story on the same page. Ondo Monarch disowns viral video of money spraying.
That video. Back again, I'm going to say for the umpteenth time. And a mommy of the APC, who will discuss this matter with you, you have to put your leg on the gas pedal and stop all these things. But apparently, the Olugbo of Ugbo in Ondo State, Oba Fredrick Akinrotor, yesterday, he said he's not the one in the viral video where a monarch was seen decorating and spraying. It was Wasil. You know, is what they do in that sector. Only God will help us, really, honestly. But this time around, had very big chain and whatever, used money to make a chain and all kinds of irresponsible behavior, to be honest with you. And I think somebody should whisper to Wasil now that when you are no Lori Omoba, you have to put up the best behavior. What's all this show off about money at a time when people are extremely hungry? Somebody should whisper to him, your predecessor was Otumba Balogun. You have to meet that standard. It's not a position to oppress people, hailing everybody. That's not what it is. If you're an Olori Omoba and you're a renowned musician, because he's a very good musician, you can't take that from him, even though I'm not inclined to that kind of music, but acknowledge, and therefore you should try to be an example. This is running all around with all kinds of people throwing money, spraying money. And guess what? There's a law against spraying. Anyway, Reacting to the video, the in a viral video, the monarch was placing 1,000 naira notes glued together on the neck of a musician in his wazoo. Reacting to the video, the chairman of Ugbo Youth, Samson Egewadene, said, "We wish to clarify that the individual in the video is not Oba Frederick Akinwunmi. I thought it was him. So, well, I never mentioned his name. I didn't even know his name, but I thought it was Oba, who is known for his astute and understanding of the value of money and his commitment to the welfare of the people. It is important to emphasize that the individual seen in the video is not affiliated with His Majesty, and any association made between the two is entirely false and misleading. We urge the public to exercise caution and discernment when encountering such content. Furthermore, we denounce the dissemination of false information and business rumors, and we implore those involved in spreading such misinformation to desist from their actions." All what he wanted to say in one sentence is seen in about three paragraphs. But the one I find amusing, and I'm warning Sheriff in public, do not say it in here. "We categorically disassociate Oba Akinwunmi from the individual in the video and request that the public refrain from drawing unwarranted conclusions." Sheriff, how many times did I call you? He said, "Any further propagation of this misinformation may warrant divine retribution."
Divine.
This kind of warning coming from an upper spirit. Who is this? Who is this person now? I think the elders need to get people who are a bit more mature. You don't talk like this in public. I also thought that it was the Oba. I didn't know his name, but I actually thought it was Oba. If it wasn't the Oba, the similarity is unimaginable then. Because even the dressing and so on and so forth. But since he says it's not the Oba, it's not the Oba. But don't come threatening people and saying that there will be, what did he call it?
Divine
retribution. You don't talk to people like that. Let's be matured in our public. All you need to say is not the Oba, period. After he has warned all that, he now says that we appreciate your understanding and cooperation in this matter. Let you JPL.
Let's go to the news pages, the Metro page of The Punch and the other news page of The Trust.
Yes. Okay, so let's take this one out. Let's start with The Punch. Fubara mourns as police probe boat accident. That was a very sad one. The suspended Unical Don, who sexed for Mark, hasn't left prison, even though he's been granted bail of 250 million. Ah! A chief magistrate's court in Kano on Wednesday ordered the remand of an 18-year-old man, Yusuf Haruna, in correctional center for allegedly stabbing an imam. Wow. This is quite significant. And should be an eye-opener for you to have an 18-year-old that will actually stab an imam. All right, how my husband defiled my sister's granddaughter. Oh, this is messy. Not going to go near that. Very messy. Sanwo-Olu hails Otedola's 1 billion security donation. I believe that Otedola can do more. He can do more than 1 billion. You know, Nigerians were very good at determining and discerning people's assets. Lagos State government gives condition to allow Lekki street gates. Well, you see, there's a problem in Lekki and other places in Lagos, something between what the law allows and the reality on the ground. It is difficult for you to get me to sleep in a place that is either not an estate or doesn't have gates and bumps and so on and so forth. We know what the crime situation is. I mean, so I'm glad that Lagos State appears to want to show some flexibility in getting the streets down. All they need to do is to insist that the gates be manned. And I think that is about to it. Where is The Trust?
It's right there. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, we have just little small time left.
Let us visit. Let me. use that time to rest.
Yeah, okay, all right. You know what? We have to go now. We have to go now. But I must mention this particular story. Fake degrees threaten Nigeria's education. I wanted to just have you say one or two things about this fake degree issue. It's almost as though a lot of people feel that this is just happening now. Meanwhile, this had been going on from God knows when.
I have no comment on this fake degree issue.
No, what I'm saying is that...
It's a sensitive
what
matter.
Where I'm going is that how does this threaten our education?
Sheriff, I have no comment to make on fake degree. It's there for you to see. Do you need me? Is it from my mouth? You need to know what it does. If you are not well educated and well whatever, you will run any situation on the ground, be it company, local government, state, or federal government. You don't need what comment you need from me. I mean, come on. I've told you, governance is not for. The days of when you can stand six, those days are gone. If you don't have it, you don't have it. And you can see across the board, you can see where we are. I don't want to talk about fake degree. I don't have a fake degree. The little one that I have, you didn't like. Even though it took me 5 years instead of three, I have a small degree. I'm happy. If at almost at very top levels, the issue of fake degree is so prevalent, and I'm not referring to one person. A lot of our elite VIPs.
It's quite prevalent.
It's very rampant. So why are you what is the example you said at the top that is done down below? But isn't it okay?
Will it ever stop? Do you see this?
No way, because our mindsets are different. The thing was obvious. I just don't care. Go to Twitter and so on now. They'll be putting up the it doesn't matter. Anybody can. In 1920 something, Jomo Kenyatta had this and that. The truth of the matter is that the standard six of those days, some master's degree holders, I was surprised when I met the Alaafin of Oyo. God bless his soul. That guy could quote Julius Caesar from top to bottom. Nobody has told me he has a PhD. The standard six of those days. So we treat it with levity. It doesn't concern us. We will bear the consequences. That's what it is. Even those who went to genuine universities, go and check out the admission process. But Jerry, leave me. I have a call.
Yeah, you've done enough. Thank you.
Mark Obama. I'm not talking about fake certificates.
But we are back at 9. We are back at 9 for Daily Digest.
We won't talk certificates.
We'll talk about another thing.
Say Mark Obama. Now, why did you do this?
Lagos, you have to go. We must go. Kofi is back with the remaining hour of the Morning Crossfire. Stay with us, please.
It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.